Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Focus. I'm Terry James and I'm joined by Orion Mayor Jim Cooper. Now, yesterday you heard from Aaron Peer. He ran against Jim in the election and he did receive more votes, but because of a felony conviction, he actually was not eligible. And first I want to welcome Mayor Jim Cooper. Hello. 20 years you've been mayor. First of all, that's a pretty long accomplishment.
It's a long accomplishment. I'm proud of all the accomplishments and things I've done for this community the past 20 years, and I was looking very much forward to retiring.
Okay, so Aaron would like to be sworn in May 5th. You would not like that to happen. And you listened to the interview yesterday morning. What is your response?
I wouldn't say I wouldn't like that to be happen. You know, the law states he's not eligible. You know, that's my point. And my real concern is I had intended to retire after my 20 years. I had no idea that I wanted to run for another term. But when I noticed Aaron was running for that position, I, in my own opinion and many other people in this community, he is not qualified for that position. So I made the decision to run against him. That's exactly why I decided to run for another term.
What were those facts, though, that made you come to that conclusion?
The facts that Aaron was not qualified for this position? Well, first of all, he's been a very short member of this community for, you know, 4.5 years, maybe. He's been a member of our board for less than 2 years. He was actually ineligible to be a member of that board because of that felony conviction that he did not disclose, and he was removed from the board when the board was, you know, notified of the felony that was on his record. But mostly, you know, what I know about Aaron, he's not qualified to run this town. He, in my opinion, and it's public record, that he can't handle his own personal finances. How can he handle the finances of the entire community? That's what brought me to the decision that I've got to run against him because I feel he's totally unqualified for this position. It's very clear to the rest of the board that you know that Aaron is wanting to run on this agenda. He has his own agenda to become mayor, and I find that totally wrong. I don't feel anyone should run for a position of a public office with a predetermined agenda. I came on this position and ran for this office because I simply wanted to do what I could do to help and better this community. I don't believe that's Aaron's agenda.
Just on the legal end of it, though, there are people saying, well, this law itself, so put Aaron aside, but the law about having a felony that is that old, back to, you know, 24 years ago, there would be a side that says, okay, that happened, but people change over 2.5 decades. What would you say to that, Jim?
I totally agree with that. This felony conviction has absolutely no bearing on my decision to run against him. You know, that's his history. The law makes a determination that he can't be eligible because of that. My decision to run against him, my decision to determine, in my opinion, that he's not eligible is because he's just simply not qualified. People can look on the public record judici and they can see there's a lot more to Aaron's record, police record, than just it's one felony conviction. He has several other convictions. He has been taken to small claims court several times by different banking and credit card institutions because he can't handle his own personal finances. That worries me, and that's why I decided that he was not qualified to run this town.
So May 5th, there's a meeting scheduled. Is that the regular Orion Village board meeting?
That's our regular board meeting.
And what was scheduled to happen at that meeting?
Normal schedule for that is the newly elected officials and the new mayor would be sworn in. And according to Illinois state law, Aaron is not eligible to be sworn in, so it'll be up to the board to appoint another person to take that position. They have the opportunity, they could appoint me to continue on as mayor, and I've made it clear to them that I will not accept that. So it'll be up to the board to most likely appoint the mayor, current mayor pro tem, into that position.
Aaron has talked about getting this expunged, clemency, But May 5th is just around the corner. So this is what's going to happen. Is that correct? I mean, in assuming that someone's going to be appointed.
Someone will definitely be appointed May 5th for the 2-year term. And then another mayor will be elected after this 2-year term is over.
Jim, I've covered a lot of elections. I don't claim to understand why people vote, how many people vote in certain elections, but the ratio was something that Aaron brought up specifically, the voting ratio and how many votes he got compared to you. Can I allow you to respond to that?
I did not campaign whatsoever. Aaron did. Aaron convinced a lot of his friends and people in the community to vote for him. Local elections, vote turnout is unbelievably low. All the elderly people and older people in this town, had I reached out to them and told them, look, this is important, I need your vote, go out and vote, those people don't vote on these local elections. So this number of votes that he got versus what I got is irrelevant.
So just to clarify again, will you run after this appointed person gets in? You said you won't take that. Would you run again in 2 years?
I don't believe I would. I think I've done enough for this community in 20 years. I'm satisfied. I can walk away with my head held high.
All right. Well, we can see you've got the Orion cap on. You've got the Orion Fall Fest shirt on. And Mayor, I really appreciate you spending the time here and so we could tell both sides of this story. Go ahead.
Last comment I'd like to make is I'm extremely disappointed with Aaron Peer and his supporters because this whole issue has put a black eye on the village of Orion.
And we will say it's a wonderful village that WRMJ enjoys to cover with wonderful people. So we appreciate your time. Mayor Jim Cooper, thank you so much. And this has been a special edition of Focus.